Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran, and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, we have reached the 60th verse of Surah An-Nur. Now let's listen to this verse.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wal qawa'idu minan nisaa'i allati la yarjuna nikahan falaysa 'alayhinna junah. فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْهِنَّ جُنَاحٌ أَن يَضَعْنَ ثِيَابَهُنَّ غَيْرَ مُتَبَرِّجَاتٍ بِزِينَةٍ وَأَن يَسْتَعْفِفْنَ خَيْرٌ لَّهُنَّ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
And women of post-menstrual age who have no desire for marriage, there is no blame upon them for putting aside their outer garments but not displaying adornment. But to modestly refrain from that is better for them. And Allah is hearing and knowing.
So, dear listeners, as we were discussing, and as you were with us, we were discussing some of the ordinances of Islam regarding the children and how responsible faithful parents are regarding their children in ethical, perspectives. So the verse says, وَالْقَوَاعِدُ مِنَ النِّسَاءَ الَّتِي لَا يَرْجُونَ نِكَاحًا فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْهِنَّ جُنَاحٌ أَن يَضَعْنَ ثِيَابَهُنَّ غَيْرَ مُتَبَرِّجَاتٍ بِذِينَةٍ. And as for women advanced in years who have no hope of marriage, الَّتِي لَا يَرْجُونَ نِكَاحًا فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْهِنَّ جُنَاحٌ, it is no sin for them if they put off their outer clothes, غَيْرَ مُتَبَرِّجَاتٍ بِزِينَ, in such a way as not to show adornment. وَأَن يَسْتَعْفِفْنَ خَيْرٌ لَهُنْ, and if they refrain themselves, it is better for them. وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ, Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. So, Islam's rules are in accord with realities, with the necessities, with the needs of the societies, with the social abilities of the people. So we should slacken it for an old woman who does not have inclination for husband and does not apply cosmetics. Thus, in this verse, an exception for the ordinance of the veil of women, which was used in many previous verses, is mentioned, by which exempts old women from this ordinance. So the verse says, وَالْقَوَاعِدُ مِنَ النِّسَاءَ اللَّاتِي لَا يَرْجُونَ نِكَاحًا فَلَيْسَ عَلَيْهِنَّ جُنَاحٌ أَن يَضَعْنَ ثِيَابَهُنَّ. For those women advanced in years who have no hope of marriage, it is no sin for them if they put off their outer clothes in such a way as not to show adornment. Of course, it has one condition, غَيْرَ مُتَبَرِّجَاتٍ بِزِينَ. We will continue these conditions after a short break.
نور على مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So, in this very verse, the exception for the ordinance of veil of women is mentioned. So, it is the time for exempting old women from this ordinance. The verse says that there are two conditions for this exception. One, reaching an age in which there is usually no hope of marriage in them. In other words, they have lost any sexual attraction completely. And the second condition is they should not have any cosmetics when they take away their veil. It is clear that with these two conditions, there will be no mischief when veil is discarded in them. For this reason, Islam exempts them from this ordinance. It is also obvious that its purpose is not to be naked and not to take off all clothes, but it means to remove outer garments that in some narrations it has been interpreted into veil and scarf. Regarding this, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has a tradition about this verse that says, the purpose of it is veil and scarf. The purpose of أن يضعن ثيابهن, this thiab is asked by the narrator. The narrator says he asked Imam before everyone, and Imam said before everyone. But she must not apply cosmetics and she must not wear adornments. Regarding this, dear listeners, there are also some other narrations with the same content narrated from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. But the point is that it is added at the end of the verse implying that yet if they refrain and cover themselves, it is better for them. Why? Because from the viewpoint of Islam, the more a woman observes her veiling in chastity, she will be more admirable. She will be more pious. She will be more pure by doing so. And the verse says, and if they refrain themselves, it is better for them. وَأَن يَسْتَعْفِفْنَا خَيْرٌ لَهُنْ Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. When faith begins.